Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
All right, let's do it. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins.
Yep.
It's amazing. So many people are praising Trump.
I know. I don't know
what's
how to
been
handle
done
this.
In the Middle East.
You know, some are doing it without mentioning his name. I have noticed that. Mm-hmm. Some of the really diehard haters, but they're still getting mentions.
Well, you're always going to have that.
The act itself. I mean, I'm a little surprised myself, though. I figured by now they would have come up with 18,000 negative reasons why this is a horrible
right.
thing.
Right.
Just an example. Former National Security Advisor, one of our favorites, Jake Sullivan.
God.
Put on the spot.
Okay.
By Dana Bash. How does he handle it?
Mark Kelly, the senator from Arizona, was just here. He said President Trump deserves credit. I'm not hearing you say that. I mean, I won't ask you, or maybe I will ask you, if you think he deserves a Nobel Prize, but do you think he deserves credit here?
Of course he does.
What?
And I give credit to President Trump. I give credit to Witkoff and Kushner and Rubio. These are hard jobs. The president of the United States is the hardest job in the world. And these other jobs, including the job I occupied, are tremendously difficult. No. And to get to something like today takes a village. And it takes determination and really hard work.
I know. Oh. You're just listening to this right now. But I wish you could have seen the sad, long face from Dana Bash as he was answering that question.
Yeah.
Like, wow, I'm very troubled by this. What? But we got to carry out the narrative that this guy is a dictator. He's a Hitler wannabe.
Yeah.
Not a peaceful guy.
No. Oh, like he said, that was a job I occupied. No, it was a job you failed at time and time again.
Correct. Yes. Trump was funny many times
Everyone
yesterday.
Everyone thought I was going to be brutal. In fact, I remember Hillary Clinton during a debate. She said, look at him, look at him. He's going to go to war with everybody. And actually, she said, he's got a personality that's all about war. No, and my personality actually is all about stopping wars. And it seems to work.
Seems to work. Little Trump laugh there.
Well, it does.
And she did give him credit. Now, Kamala, sort of, yeah.
Yeah, well, it was sideways. Yeah, it was.
Not Big O. And we'll get into more of that
no.
a little bit later. But you have a little montage here, David.
I do, kind of along the same lines. Maze Moore on X, one of my favorite follows on X, he put this out to commemorate President Trump's historic step towards peace in the Middle East. And it's a bunch of people saying he was starting World War III when he struck Iran's nuclear facilities.
Oh, excellent.
Okay. Well, we were on the brink of World War III because Donald Trump took the worst possible option given to him in a slideshow. In this country, we...
Worst possible option. Who was that, by the way?
Oh, I forget his name. Some idiot on MSNBC.
Oh, my gosh.
In this country, we have begun to overestimate the dangers of impeachment and underestimate the dangers of a deranged president retaining
deranged.
Control over a nuclear hyperpower.
We right. cannot wait around while Donald Trump is in control of the nuclear weapon.
Your objection to potentially going into World War III cannot be procedural.
The biggest danger of the Trump presidency is that we are always just a Trump whim away from nuclear war.
They say it's World War III, but I'm looking out my window. It's very quiet in those smoking craters out there.
Has to be told that it's his job to avoid World War III.
One Democratic congressman sent me a note this evening and say this president wants this war.
A future administration needs to find a way to put an end to the forever wars.
They're in new normal, and the new normal is forever war.
But there's a big
Golly.
Difference between ending the forever wars, which he wants to do responsibly, and what seems to be President Trump's rather itchy Twitter finger.
Oh,
and
boy.
That was, by the way, former Secretary of State Antony Blinken
yeah.
at the very end there.
Unreal. You know, if we don't go and do what we did to Iran, this never happens.
Oh, for sure.
World War III, what about the diplomatic efforts? What about negotiations?
Yeah.
Yeah,
forever
a
wars.
Bunch of people that have been trying to do this forever, and it took somebody like Trump, who basically had the stones to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing, man.
Like I said, man, in nothing, there's an advantage to being perceived as just being a little bit nutty.
Yes.
Just a skosh nutty. Like, you just never know.
Well, and you can't just threaten it. Every once in a while, you got to do it.
Right, yeah. Yes. But that perception is so valuable to how he plays the game. I mean, unfortunately for Joe Biden, people were not scared of dementia.
No.
They weren't afraid of that.
Yeah. What do you say to Putin? Don't. Don't.
Don't.
Yeah, real effective.
Yeah, it worked.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and honestly, all the presidents before.
Well, yeah.
They just allowed it to happen. And, well, yeah, but we got to negotiate, blah, blah, blah. Basically, in the end, Hamas had no other option.
Yes.
That's what it came down to.
No, I mean, the walls had caved in completely.
He had taken away the options.
Yes.
So we'll see how all this is handled in the next few days.
I can't predict how this is all going to go, no. Not with Hamas.
You have to believe, though, the public right now. I mean, you can't fool all those people on the left, even with your crappy media spin. Yeah. They're going to see this guy as, hey, maybe they were kind of wrong about him. He's actually brought this deal that all these people are saying no one else could have done it. Well, the leader of Pakistan saying he should have the Nobel Peace Prize?
Mm-hmm.
Pakistan, big O? Yeah. Yeah, people are seeing this going, maybe, especially independents, maybe he's not this dictator Hitler wannabe that they've been selling to us for a long, long time.
Well, nothing undercuts the narrative like an earnest attempt at peace in the Middle East. I mean,
right, exactly.
No kidding, man. You know what? Just thinking about this today, because it would have been Charlie Kirk's birthday. Uh-huh. There was a big celebration. And one of the clips I happened to see within the last 24 hours, and I hadn't seen it before, and I forget which college it was. It was a woman that comes up, and she had, like, the bluish hair and talked about Trump being racist, okay? And this is the way he handled this. And what made me think about it in this moment is talking about the media spin on Trump and how so many people had believed it, you know, for so long. But just check this out and see what you think.
Why you don't like Trump?
He's racist. Yup, boomy.
Okay.
Thank you, all guys. Right.
Okay, so let me ask you a dumb question. Uh-huh. Can you define what does it mean to be racist?
Do you want me to look up a definition?
No, I want you to. You said he's a racist, so you must have a definition of racism in your mind. Tell me what that definition is.
Okay, so.
Please don't heckle. I want to try to understand because these words have a lot of meaning.
Yeah.
But
I like that, by the way. Yeah. He's telling the other people, don't heckle her.
Yeah.
I really want to understand. That is cool.
But you can't get. I know it's hard on the spot. I just want you to think about it because if you say Trump is a racist, you should be able to easily give a definition of what that word means.
So it's hatred towards another race, right?
So when has he ever exhibited that? Give me clear and specific examples.
You got one? Well, yeah, I heard someone say he told.
Okay, but let me just help you out here.
Uh-huh.
What, you think he's a racist because the media has told you he's a racist? Because you can't give me an example off the top of your head, and even when you phone a friend to the audience. I'm not criticizing you. Maybe the media is lying to you. Maybe the man who's being called a racist is actually someone that's trying to improve lives of all Americans.
Yeah. Do you know how many people, if you're following this online, how many people of color that say, you know, I was told Trump was racist all these years. He's not racist. Mm-hmm. And it's like they were red-pilled at some point in time. They stopped believing the media narrative.
The word racist has been redefined as I disagree with you.
That is true, Scotty.
And you know, and Charlie Kirk hit it on the head when he said, define what it is.
Yeah.
Because it's been taken out of context 1.5 million times.
Yes.
It's being used improperly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there you go. Good for him. That's a great piece right there.
Yeah.
I got my red on today, too, by the way.
Yeah. For Charlie Kirk.
Yeah. It's Charlie Kirk. We're red day today.
That's nice.
By the way.
One other clip real quick. Oh, we should probably wait. I'll do it later. There was a guy I never, ever, ever thought would give Trump any credit. Did it.
Oh, wow.
And that was Sam Harris, who hates Trump.
Mm-hmm.
That said, he got this done. I don't think Kamala Harris could have did it.
Well, no.
And he's right. But for him to admit it was like mind-blowing. Speaking of Kamala, she's got the book tour.
Yes.
The thing is that is, you know, somewhat hilarious is that the Gaza nuts are not leaving her alone. Code Pink infiltrates. It, just like so many times before, they're still out there for crying out loud.
Your legacy will always be genocide.
Your legacy is genocide.
You know what? I am not president of the United States.
Yes. Yeah. All right, that's my new ringtone. I am not president of the United States. Thank God. I mean, that'll help with gratitude every single time somebody calls.
Man, oh, man. That's something.
It's great to be alive. My phone just rang.
What are they going to do now?
Well,
all the free Palestine people, what are they going to do now?
Well, you've got to understand a couple of things. One, like Code Pink is actually literally a Chinese Communist Party op. They fund a lot of those activities.
Yes.
And most of the people who are involved in it are just useful idiots who will go out and protest whatever they're told to go protest. But then also, I don't think they're going away because, you know, quote unquote, Palestine is not a thing under the terms of this agreement. Like, Israel still exists, so now they're just going to have to admit that it had nothing to do with Gaza. It had nothing to do with the so-called Palestinians and everything to do with hating the Jews.
Yes. We'll get to that point sooner or later, but that's, yeah, sort of the game is up on that one. Meanwhile, you have a clip, David. There's someone on the Democratic side that is not fearing the Reaper, and yes. I don't even know what that means.
So Democrat Representative Steny Hoyer was part of a press conference protest today as a bunch of these dorks on Capitol Hill are vowing vengeance for the 4,000-plus federal employees who have been fired. And this is part of what the White House Budget Office has promised to do during the shutdown. We're going to permanently axe a bunch of jobs because the Democrats just gave us this opportunity with, you know, the shutdown. And so Steny Hoyer, he tried to get hip.
Okay.
Now, you may not get this analogy, but I want you to listen closely. But as the Blue Oyster Cult band once sang... We don't fear the Reaper. We don't fear the Reaper. We don't fear the Reaper.
What?
We are going to keep fighting for Americans' health care and for our federal workers. We will make sure Russell Vogt reaps what he has sown with these illegal actions.
That's just sad.
Yeah.
I know that dude's 86 years old. Yeah. But I have it for the kids, a hit from 1976.
Yeah, well.
And the Blue Oyster Cult.
Band.
The band, yes.
Hey, old man River.
Hey, stop.
The guys from Blue Oyster Cult woke up this morning going, what the hell? Hey, wait a minute.
You know,
all of a sudden they're talking about us?
He was already in his 30s when that song came out.
Man, oh man. And at 86, you better start fearing the freaking Reaper, bro.
Knocking on the door.
I'm here to help, not to hurt. Hey, yes. Fresh new band on their coat, Van Halen. All right, we got a couple updates to get to in the five stories we're watching today coming up.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why Big Wireless wants you on an unlimited plan? They probably want you to cover the cost of those 20-somethings using all that data every month. But most people 50 and up like me only use 12 gigs or less. Don't get bamboozled by Big Wireless. Switch to Consumer Cellular. Our plans start at just $20, and we use the same towers as the big guys. Join the millions who choose something better, because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Remember when they used to ask, what do you want to be when you grow up? At Bank of America, we ask every day, what would you like the power to do? When you work here, you help build businesses, inspire communities, and forge legacies. And now we've raised our U.S. minimum wage to $25 an hour, so the opportunity to do more also comes with competitive pay. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/25. Bank of America. Proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COOL to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Hi, this is Nicolas Cage. When you're a teenager, there are a lot of things going on that can produce stress and anxiety. The pressures of school, dating, and the future in general can seem overwhelming sometimes. But there are healthy ways to deal with stress, ways to reduce it and channel your energy in positive directions. And you don't have to do it alone. The Will Rogers Institute has a free booklet with some really helpful information.
For your free copy, visit WRInstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Hi, I'm Jeff Gordon. As a four-time NASCAR champion, nothing is more important to me than winning a race, especially the race to cure children's cancer. Each day, more than 40,000 children are undergoing cancer treatment at hospitals throughout the United States. CureSearch for Children's Cancer supports the research and treatment for 90% of those children. Only research cures children's cancer. Join the Jeff Gordon Children's Foundation in supporting this winning team. Get involved at CureSearch.org.
Cancer is a big idea for a small child.
She dreams of being a figure skater. We're trying to figure out what to do next.
Each school day, two classrooms of children are diagnosed with cancer.
The doctor said there's hope.
I'll be brave, Mommy.
If I could just take her place.
It's okay, Daddy.
Only research cures childhood cancer. Give today. You can help fund this life-saving research to conquer childhood cancer. Visit CureSearch.org today.
Hello, this is Michael Douglas. Pneumonia can be dangerous, especially for older people and for those who have diseases like asthma, emphysema, or chronic bronchitis. Fortunately, there's a vaccine that can immunize people against one of the most common forms of pneumonia. If you're over 60 or have a chronic lung disease, ask your doctor whether a pneumonia vaccine would be right for you. It could protect you from a serious illness or even save your life.
A message from the Will Rogers Institute. Visit us at WRInstitute.org. Asthma, chronic bronchitis, emphysema, tuberculosis. These pulmonary diseases affect millions of Americans daily, and if you already suffer from one of these ailments, then you're well aware of the problems that you face. For over 75 years, the Will Rogers Institute has provided health education and research for all. For more information, visit WRInstitute.org or call toll-free 877-957-7575 and find us on Facebook and Twitter, the Will Rogers Institute, since 1936. Kathy Ireland for the Will Rogers Institute.
Are you worried that your kids aren't spending enough time being physically active? The best fitness is family activity. Ride bikes, play soccer, or just take a walk through the neighborhood. The important thing is to get your children moving with you. For more information on family activities and fitness, call the Will Rogers Institute.
Call toll-free 877-957-7575 or visit WRInstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Right. The Markley Van Camp and Robin Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robinson. Sorry,
we got it's great.
The five stories we're watching today.
One, two, three, four, five.
I guess number five, Democrats had a little protest today, protesting the job cuts to the federal workforce, 4,000 and counting, which the Trump administration said, we're going to do it. If you shut down the government, you're giving us the opportunity to do it, so we're going to do it. And now they're acting all huffy. They're a little miffed and referencing classic rock bands. 86-year-old Steny Hoyer, Democrat representative, today.
Oh, gosh, man. It's crazy.
But as the Blue Oyster Cult band once sang,
yeah,
we don't fear the Reaper. We don't fear the Reaper.
I didn't get it.
We don't fear
who?
The Reaper.
Well, you should.
We are going to keep fighting for Americans' health care and for our federal workers.
Okay.
Yeah, but there are a lot of federal workers who are probably saying, hey, we kind of do fear the Reaper, so would you open up the government so we don't get fired?
Man, oh, man. They were out of gas by 1982, referenced in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Got any Blue Oyster Cult?
No. I don't have any Blue Oyster Cult. I ate 34 pears last time around. Where were you? I was that close to working at 7-Eleven.
Damone, the scalper, almost had to work at 7-Eleven because no one would buy Blue Oyster Cult tickets.
All right, and number four, President Trump today is awarding Charlie Kirk the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Today would have been Charlie Kirk's 32nd birthday.
Yep.
Number three, President Biden commended Trump on the peace deal but said, my administration worked relentlessly to bring hostages home, get relief to Palestinian civilians, and end the war. I commend President Trump and his team for their work to get a renewed ceasefire deal over the finish line.
Worked relentlessly?
Yeah.
Were you doing that from the beach?
Yeah.
How many days he was actually on vacation? Give me a break.
Yeah. Number two, meanwhile, in Gaza, Hamas is carrying out mass public executions. Just started hours after the peace deal was signed. There's some tribal warfare going on, and they want to try to maintain some power in Gaza. And number one, President Trump is on the cover of Time magazine with the headline, His Triumph. The photo, though, bothered the president quite a bit. He posted, this picture may be the worst of all time. They disappeared my hair and then had something floating on top of my head that looked like a floating crown, but an extremely small one. Really weird.
It was a bad picture. I mean, it is a bad picture.
It's like taken from a low angle. And yeah, it does. It's like kind of wispy hair.
I still have not seen the picture. I heard this is like maybe the fifth or sixth person I've heard talk about it that said it's obvious they used the absolute worst picture that they could.
They did. Yeah.
Wow.
They did. That's
Are we surprised?
No. Nah, but people use the Biden one where he's got the completely vacant look.
Yeah.
his chin's like way down. Yeah. This is the Mark the Van Camp and Robin show. Yeah, we're... If you had to caption it, it'd be the old right, sort of thing.
Exactly. If it had a sound. The picture could have a sound. That would be it.
Yeah, the soundtrack?
Yes.
It's a Blue Oyster Cult Tuesday.
No, it's the Blue Oyster Cult
Band.
That's what they are now known as.
Yeah. No one said that. Who said that?
Your buddy, Steny.
Steny Hoyer did.
Steny said that,
Like the Led Zeppelin band.
Leonard Skinner. I had drinks with him once. Okay. More to get to. Oh, Obama. Boy, is he bitter. We got to get to that and a round of What's Your Story straight ahead.
Peek-a-boo, smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby, I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
A dental sealant is a thin coating that's painted on teeth. It's a quick, easy, and painless way to help prevent cavities in children. Sealants prevent the most cavities when applied soon after permanent molars come in. That's about age 6 for first molars and age 12 for second molars. Sealants can protect against cavities for up to 9 years. They can be applied in dental offices or using portable dental equipment in community settings like schools. Although the number of children in the U.S. with sealants has increased over time, low-income children are 20% less likely to have sealants and twice as likely to have untreated cavities than higher-income children. Untreated cavities can cause pain, infection, and problems eating, speaking, and learning. Applying sealants in schools for low-income children could save millions in dental treatment costs. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
My name is Lola Silvestri, and I'm going to be 95 this year. I spend a lot of time in my backyard. I feed the birds and the bees. I love my flowers. The color in my garden keeps the pink of my cheeks. I was very independent and thought I could take care of myself. I fell and I had to have Meals on Wheels. I love them. They're my savior. And I look forward to volunteers because they've all become my friends.
It's Meals on Wheels.
America, let's do lunch.
1 in 6 seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLetsDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Being around too much loud noise like a leaf blower or rock concert can cause permanent hearing loss. And once it's gone, you can't get it back. Hearing loss is the third most common chronic health condition in the U.S. Almost twice as many people report hearing loss as diabetes or cancer. The louder a sound is, and the longer you're exposed to it, the more likely it will damage your hearing. Repeated exposure to noise can cause stress, anxiety, depression, high blood pressure, heart disease, and many other problems. Hearing loss from loud noise at home and in the community can be prevented. Avoid noisy places. Use earplugs, protective earmuffs, or noise-canceling headphones when near loud noises. Keep the volume down when watching TV or listening to music and using earbuds or headphones. Get your hearing checked and ask your healthcare provider how to protect your hearing from noise. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
Heroin use and heroin-related overdose deaths are increasing among people from all walks of life in the United States. Most people are using it with other drugs, especially prescription opioid painkillers. Using heroin along with other drugs or alcohol compounds the risk of overdose. States play a key role in prevention, treatment, and recovery efforts. States can address the strongest risk factor for heroin addiction, addiction to prescription opioid painkillers, by improving prescribing practices. For people already addicted, states can improve access to substance abuse treatment services and expand access to naloxone, a drug that can reverse the effects of opioid overdose. Everyone can learn about the risks of using heroin and other drugs, get help for substance abuse problems, and learn how to recognize and respond to an overdose. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
All right.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. I'm Jamie Markley, Gen Xer. David Van Camp, he's the millennial, and then the sexy boomer. That's Scott Robbins. David, do you have a clip of a former hostage?
Yes. Of course, we all know there was the big peace agreement that was signed and enacted, so things are on their way. More progress than we've seen in, 2 years since the October 7th terrorist attack against Israel. Eliah Cohen was a hostage in Gaza for more than 500 days. The Trump administration worked out his release earlier this year. And he was interviewed by TMZ yesterday as the remaining surviving hostages were returned to Israel.
Okay.
Finally, you know, here in Israel, Trump is a really, really, really hero. Because of him, I released and I'm alive and I'm free. And this is what I told him today. Because he did so much thing for the hostage, for the family hostages. For all the Jewish. So I told him, you know, the children have a Superman and all this. For the Jew, we have President Trump. You are our hero because you help us.
Wow.
They were, I've seen a lot of different videos from Israel where people are just obviously thrilled that war seems to be paused, if not completely over.
Yeah.
And the hostages being returned. And they're all talking about like a baby boom, a post-war baby boom in Israel.
Oh, wow.
They're like, and by the way, the number one name is going to be Donald.
Yeah.
I saw one lady. That? It kind of broke in English saying, yes, and Donald is now a Hebrew name.
Wow.
Well, you know, there were a lot of babies in the 40s, too, named Adolf. So take that. Okay?
I don't know if there were any, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Joking.
No, I mean, remember that was something I read like a couple of years ago about how many children there are actually named Adolf, and there are like six.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a family name.
It's going to be very difficult for the left to keep on with this narrative. Democracy, he's going to take it away. He's a dictator, and Trump, he's like Hitler.
Like Hitler.
Very difficult.
The Jews are calling him their Superman. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Well, they're wearing MAGA hats.
Thanks.
You know how I know? CNN told me. Wolf. Yeah.
And when I was there, I even saw people wearing Make America Great Again hats in that crowd over at Hostage Square.
Wow.
Man.
Wolf. Easy.
MAGA Republicans are extremists.
Yeah, it's funny. Obama, he's bitter, it seems.
Oh, really? Totally.
Oh, yeah.
Because he didn't get anything done when he was president?
Well, I think they were talking about something different. This was on the Mark Maron podcast.
Oh, the Mark Maron podcast.
Yeah, big one. And I think he's pretty much talking about Trump here. Talking about, you know, different things that are being done, and it just feels like we're losing our grip on democracy, you know?
I think there is no doubt that a lot of the norms, civic habits, expectations, institutional guardrails that we had, that we took for granted for our democracy, have been weakened deliberately. Where'd your crown take
Sorry, I couldn't help myself.
This guy has some nerve to talk about destroying norms, considering what Isn't he it? Did on the way out to the incoming president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Spying on the campaign, led to bankrupting many people who were part of the Trump organization or part of the Trump campaign. Mm-hmm. This guy has some nerve. But I understand why he's bitter, though, because I remember in 08, it was like this is a brand new Democrat Party.
Yes.
That he had built this movement that was going to dominate politics, maybe for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the end, it was all undone and has gone away to the point where even people who liked Obama don't really want to hear what he has to say anymore. He built no bench at all for the party.
If you would have predicted that 10 years ago, no one would have believed you.
No way. That.
Oh, is there any way we could get a third term, is what they were saying in 2015.
Well, I think you really felt it when he was lecturing the young black men about voting for Kamala.
Oh, that was just part of it, yeah.
Yeah, and that just sunk like a brick.
Yeah, they're like, who are you?
I mean, shut up.
What did you ever do?
Right.
You know, because you were going to improve the lives of black people. And what happened?
Right.
Nothing.
Well, it actually got worse, and part of it is because every single opportunity he had to play into racial politics, he took it.
Oh, yeah, it was the whole victim mentality. Mm-hmm. Set a lot of people back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sure he is bitter. And there's nobody on the bench, to your point.
Yeah.
that you've
said
before.
Well, you don't build a bench when you're the focus is on you. You.
Yeah, because he didn't really want to give it to Joe.
No,
yeah.
And he didn't really care to build a bench because somebody might supersede him a little bit. He wanted none of that.
Which is kind of funny because Trump has the reputation, and I think he's earned it as being kind of a narcissist. Mm-hmm. But you look at people that he's brought up, and it's not the people who have been, you know, trying to emulate him or whatever, but the bench that he's built right now. I mean, you've got two potential future presidents that have been very impressive under him, J.D. Vance and Marco Rubio.
You know, the other thing that they really have going for them, the issues.
Well, that too. It helps.
Honestly, you can be somewhat of a hack if you're on the right side of the issues. You can get away with a lot. You really got to do some sort of gymnastics when you're upside down on the issues trying to sell crap to people.
Yeah.
And that's where they're at right now. So, well, it is that time to move on. Do it a couple of times a day. We go around the table, and it may not be the biggest story out there, but it caught your attention. David, today, what's your story?
Well, we'll go to the state of Illinois, Evanston, okay, to be precise. Two illegal aliens were picked up at a Home Depot there, and a Democrat running for Congress told a totally true story that 100% happened. You can't convince me otherwise that this was a completely true story. This is Jeff Cohen, running for Congress.
All right.
I coached my three kids' soccer games on these fields in James Park in Evanston. And on the weekends, these fields are swarming with families. But yesterday, they were just as empty as they are now because hundreds of absolutely legal American citizens did not feel safe in the vicinity of masked, unidentified ICE agents prowling Home Depot's parking lot across the street. I mean, I remember we'd have to cancel games because of rain or lightning or even snow, but not because we felt unsafe because of our own government.
Yeah. Now, I will say, it's interesting. If he was there, why didn't he take video of the empty soccer fields while he was there on the day the games were supposed to be played?
Yeah, to give us an example, David,
like,
yes.
Show us mm-hmm. that. And then if yeah. it did happen, it's because of your own disinformation that somehow, what, are you really trying to tell us that a bunch of soccer moms were afraid that uh-huh. ICE was going to come scoop them up?
Give me a break.
If they actually did, then that just proves they're brainwashed. I don't believe it happened.
Well, and you got three kids, so different ages is what yeah. we're talking about.
Right.
And they didn't show up for the game?
Yeah.
And they're legal? I hope you got them running laps, because that's no excuse yeah. to miss a game. We don't miss a game out of fear, kids. You're legal. You have nothing to fear. That's what you should be telling him as the coach. But no, they're just scared. The families. Give me a break.
Well, that back in the day, that would have been they weren't vaccinated.
Well, and it's hard to make America great again playing soccer. Just
oh,
saying.
That's true. Yeah.
Get those kids playing some baseball, would you? Football, something. Yeah. Come on. All right, Scotty, what do you got for what's your story?
Certainly not my kind of music, but the NFL was looking, I guess, through the business lens when they decided to grow their audience and include Bad Bunny as the Super Bowl halftime act. Now, there is a petition out there running right now. People have had enough of the Bad Bunny, and they want to change it to George Strait. So this is on change.org. They're up to like over 10,000 signatures already. The petition states, in part, the Super Bowl halftime show is one of the most watched musical performances worldwide, celebrating not just the sport but the cultural tapestry of America. In recent years, this performance has leaned increasingly towards modern pop and international artists. While the approach certainly broadens the audience, it's pivotal to remember that the roots that have made American music what it is today, and the king of country music deserves to be there. I'm not going to argue with him about that. I'm just going to say, well, it ain't going to happen. You can sign this thing until you're blue in the face.
Has a change.org petition ever actually changed anything?
That was my next point, David. Exactly. Yes. Change.org has a tendency to be ignored, and usually for good reason.
I'm going to ask you, Scott.
Yes.
Are you all down with that? Would you change it to George Strait?
Would I, if it were king for a day?
Yeah.
Would I change it from Bad Bunny to something else that just happens to be George Strait? Okay. I'll do that.
Are you really going? You're not a big fan of George Strait.
I'm not. I'm not a big country music fan, no.
Yeah.
But I'm certainly not a big Bad Bunny fan either.
No. No. To me, it's a very interesting choice. Is that because George Strait will sell out everywhere?
He does sell out everywhere.
Well, I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really
know. Is he a dynamic performer?
Well, people have said that, but country music has been ignored in terms of a halftime show forever.
I think if I were king for a day, I'd probably, well, I would put country on because it is seriously like the dominant musical genre right now.
You'd go for Morgan Wallen, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
I'd go for Morgan Wallen. Do both of them.
Because he's special guest, George Strait. That'd be cool.
Yeah, bring him out there.
Yeah.
Bring Post Malone out there. He does a bunch of genres. Oh, yeah.
You know, Turning Point USA, they're doing the whole All-American halftime show.
I heard about this. There's a lot of different halftime shows going on now. Yeah.
That's going to be interesting.
So you got the Puppy Bowl still, too.
Yeah.
Rihanna's performing the halftime
the
show.
Puppy Bowl.
Actually, I'm sorry. It's the Blue Oyster Cult Band is performing at the Puppy Bowl.
Do you turn on the Puppy Bowl during the Super Bowl?
No, not usually. No.
Okay. Man, that was top of mind for you right there.
Well, I'm just looking for alternatives. I mean, people are offering alternatives now to the halftime
yes.
show.
Well, they mentioned way back in the day when the NFL was just doing lame stuff year after year after year, and it was on Fox in living color.
Yeah.
Was the sketch show and they were doing their halftime.
Yeah.
20 million people changed channels to watch that.
Yeah, wow. That was a big deal.
Was that like 92? And that was the next year the NFL's like, all right, we got Michael Jackson.
No, you're right. Yeah.
That's what happened.
It was like Up with People and Gloria Estefan or something.
Something.
And, yeah, it was just completely bust.
Or a tribute to marching bands or something. I don't know what it was. But anyway, mentioning Turning Point USA, and David, you mentioned it would have been Charlie Kirk's 32nd birthday, and Trump is awarding him today. And I was listening to different Charlie Kirk clips. And I thought this would be appropriate because it's about the Constitution. Hmm. And there was a young man that was trying to dunk on Charlie, and he ended up dunking on himself. That's what happened. I don't know if you've heard this one. I hadn't heard this one before. I thought it was pretty good.
I was just going to ask if you see the irony in your own propaganda in the Constitution on your brainwash tour. Having the explanations here because you don't believe the reader is smart enough to understand the language is kind of propaganda.
Well, no. So do you know who that audience is for?
So it's a little like, it looks like a little pocket constitution, and it has an outline. Okay.
For people who can't read it.
Yeah, that's a constitution for third graders.
Yeah. Why are you handing it out to college students?
Let's test your knowledge. Yeah. Don't open it up. Right. What is the 10th Amendment? Okay, let's get easier. What's the 4th Amendment?
Isn't that the No Quartering Act?
No, that's the 3rd Amendment. How many articles are there in the U.S. Constitution?
There's 8 articles.
Seven. What is Article 3 of the U.S. Constitution?
I just want to ask
no,
you
no,
a question.
No, but I'm just saying, you came here, guns a-blazing.
Yeah.
You do not know more than a third grader about the U.S. Constitution. I actually know it. You should keep it.
Because he was going to give it back to him. No, you should keep it. Why are you giving this out to college students? Well, let's see.
Every time one of those guys come up, guns ablaze, and they leave whimpering.
He would definitely match. He was very kind so many different times. Absolutely. I probably watched, I don't know, 36 clips in the last 24 hours. Masterful. All right, we got to get to a news update, and Nimrod's in the news on the way.
Basketball is back, football season is heating up, and Prize Picks is making the sports season even more fun. On Prize Picks, whether you're a football fan or a basketball fan, it always feels good to be right. And right now, new users get $50 instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. Now, the app is really simple to use. Just pick two or more players, pick more or less on their stat projections, anything from touchdowns to threes, and if you're right, you could win big. Mix and match players from any sport all season long on Prize Picks. Prize Picks is available in 40-plus states, including California, Texas, Florida, and Georgia. Most importantly, all transactions on the app are fast, safe, and secure. So download the Prize Picks app today. Use code MVCR. You'll get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code MVCR. Get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. It's good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit PrizePicks.com for restrictions and details.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COOL to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Hi, this is Nicolas Cage. When you're a teenager, there are a lot of things going on that can produce stress and anxiety. The pressures of school, dating, and the future in general can seem overwhelming sometimes. But there are healthy ways to deal with stress, ways to reduce it and channel your energy in positive directions. And you don't have to do it alone. The Will Rogers Institute has a free booklet with some really helpful information.
For your free copy, visit WRInstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Hi, I'm Jeff Gordon. As a four-time NASCAR champion, nothing is more important to me than winning a race, especially the race to cure children's cancer. Each day, more than 40,000 children are undergoing cancer treatment at hospitals throughout the United States. CureSearch for Children's Cancer supports the research and treatment for 90% of those children. Only research cures children's cancer. Join the Jeff Gordon Children's Foundation in supporting this winning team. Get involved at CureSearch.org.
Cancer is a big idea for a small child.
She dreams of being a figure skater. We're trying to figure out what to do next.
Each school day, two classrooms of children are diagnosed with cancer.
The doctor said there's hope.
I'll be brave, Mommy.
If I could just take her place.
It's okay, Daddy.
Only research cures childhood cancer. Give today. You can help fund this life-saving research to conquer childhood cancer. Visit CureSearch.org today.
Hello, this is Michael Douglas. Pneumonia can be dangerous, especially for older people and for those who have diseases like asthma, emphysema, or chronic bronchitis. Fortunately, there's a vaccine that can immunize people against one of the most common forms of pneumonia. If you're over 60 or have a chronic lung disease, ask your doctor whether a pneumonia vaccine would be right for you. It could protect you from a serious illness or even save your life.
A message from the Will Rogers Institute. Visit us at WRInstitute.org. Asthma, chronic bronchitis, emphysema, tuberculosis. These pulmonary diseases affect millions of Americans daily. And if you already suffer from one of these ailments, then you're well aware of the problems that you face. For over 75 years, the Will Rogers Institute has provided health education and research for all. For more information, visit WRInstitute.org or call toll-free 877-957-7575. And find us on Facebook and Twitter, the Will Rogers Institute, since 1936. Kathy Ireland for the Will Rogers Institute.
Are you worried that your kids aren't spending enough time being physically active? The best fitness is family activity. Ride bikes, play soccer, or just take a walk through the neighborhood. The important thing is to get your children moving with you. For more information on family activities and fitness, call the Will Rogers Institute.
Call toll-free 877-957-7575 or visit WRInstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
The Markley Van Camp and Robin Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins.
Basketball is back. Football season is heating up. Major League Baseball playoffs are going on. And Prize Picks is making this sports season even more fun. On Prize Picks, whether you're a football fan, basketball fan, baseball fan, it always feels good to be right. And right now, users can get $50 instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. That's simple, too. Now, the app itself is really easy to use. You just pick pick two or more players. You pick more or less on that stat. Yes, I'll take a called strike right down the middle there.
Hey.
Anything from touchdowns to threes to home runs. And if you're right, you can win big. Mix and match players from any sport. You do that all season long on Prize Picks. It's available in all 40-plus states, including California, Texas, Florida, and Georgia. And most importantly, all the transactions on the app, fast, safe, and secure. You can download the Prize Picks app today. Use code MVCR. You'll get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5. That's code MVCR. $50 in lineups after you play your first $5. Prize Picks, it's good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit PrizePicks.com for restrictions and details.
So what's the deal, David? Gavin Newsom is mocking who?
Trump. So there was some video of President Trump getting on Air Force One, you know, again, after signing this historic peace agreement in the Middle East. And he got some help with closing his umbrella. And Governor Gavin Newsom tried to get cute on Twitter, writing, quote, "The only thing Donald Trump can keep open these days is an umbrella." On the same day, he just cleaned up Joe Biden's mess.
Lightweight.
Yeah. This isn't going well. The Twitter trolling thing from Gavin Newsom is not going well at all.
No.
What a stiff.
Yeah. All right, we got to get to Nimrods. We already did.
When the going gets tough.
Damn it, this is too hard.
The dumb get dumber.
All right, Dean.
It's Nimrods in the News on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
I love the poorly educated.
All right. Nimrods in the News, there might be a new term. Cheeseburgering. We'll explain. 26-year-old Jordan Cotto showed up outside Atlantis Gentlemen's Club in Largo.
Oh, yeah.
Asking to talk to a manager. According to police, he used to work there. He ended up getting into an argument with someone, then went to his car, grabbed a cheeseburger that was in there, and then chucked it at the dude. Hit the guy's shoulder. Cops arrested Jordan for battery. Said the man he hit wasn't seriously injured, but the burger did cause bodily harm. Is it hardened or something?
Yeah.
Jordan admitted to throwing the burger from his vehicle and told police he'd do it again if he could. No regrets. He also got arrested last month for stealing a gun from his uncle's boat and selling it to another relative for $300.
Trouble. Yeah.
And that's Nimrod's in the News.
Opportunity. It's what Michigan is all about. The opportunity to do more. The opportunity to connect with the best talent. The opportunity for people of all backgrounds to grow and expand their business. The opportunity to live and work in a state where paychecks go further. The opportunity is now, and it's right here in Michigan. Visit MichiganBusiness.org to discover all the ways the Michigan Economic Development Corporation can help your business thrive.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Peek-a-boo, peek-a-boo, smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby, I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.